Well, today I've decided to lighten it up a bit, and I'm going to go with sport, especially considering, again, what Congress did yesterday. Sport as metaphor has been applied to the fact that the Republicans pretty much over the past 3 weeks scored an own goal. When I first moved to Europe nearly 13 years ago, one aspect of sports that intrigued me is the concept and practice of promotion and relegation. I can immediately, from an intellectual level, see the benefit of this in terms of the gate. There are considerably fewer meaningless games late in the season, which attracts crowds hoping not for a championship, but to avoid relegation to the next tier down. And this, as you know, is something Plymouth knows a little bit about. It's been an experience witnessing over the past 10 years Argyle's one promotion, seeming consolidation in the Football League Championship, then two straight relegations followed by 2 years where survival, and I use that word in quotes, was only secured on the final day of the season. I find this system ideal for a lot of reasons, yet obviously utterly foreign to me as an American. Both sports here in Europe are organized differently in many areas. Unlike baseball in the United States, and several other countries where baseball is the primary sport, there is no systematic farm system in European club sport. My hapless baseball team, the Seattle Mariners, have 9 minor league affiliates covering 6 levels of play before the major leagues. The club controls the contracts and destiny of the players in these teams, and this is replicated across all 30 teams in Major League Baseball. Furthermore, soccer aside, North American club sports dispense with knockout cup competitions, instead replicating that via the postseason playoffs. Of course, this is how those aforementioned Seattle Mariners could tie the all-time baseball record for wins in a single season with 116 wins in 2001, yet neither be named champion nor even get the opportunity to lose in the World Series, something they've yet to do, one of only 2 clubs. Another key difference is the franchise status of American clubs. Teams can and do shift cities. While rare these days in baseball, it happens with greater frequency in both the NFL and the NBA, as Gordon knows all too well given his affinity for the Cleveland Browns. And my hometown of Seattle lost the Sonics in the NBA to a city whose name I dare not mention on air. Perhaps the security of not having relegation is the trade-off worthy of the small risk of having your team relocate 3,000 miles away. One thing I'm certain of, that 116-win season aside, is that the Seattle Mariners would have been playing amateur Sunday beer league slow-pitch softball by the mid-1980s had relegation been an avenue available to us.